Hello and welcome to episode 66 of The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, your host, Gary Fox. It's Monday. That means only one thing. It's the Idea Lab. Last week's episode went down a storm and a lot of you got in touch to say you enjoy that kind of stuff. You enjoy the practical, a bias towards action. So that is what you're going to get. It's like one of those cheap game shows. I asked, you answered. So here we go. We're going to keep on that theme. And today we're going to talk about ideas. But first, I just want to do a quick check-in with you guys. We're on course for our best ever downloads on the podcast this month. So in August, we are on course for 6,000 downloads, which is our highest downloads ever. So thank you very much. Been a load of new people listening and loads of people who've been listening from the start. So thanks to everybody. My goal, I'm going to share them with you now. And I want you to think about your goals then for the rest of the year. My goal for the rest of 2020 is to produce 100 episodes. So in total, not 100 extra. So I want to produce another, 66 today, so another 44 episodes, and to reach 100 episodes, and I want to reach 100,000 downloads. So we're on around 60,000 downloads today. So I want to get 40,000 downloads and produce another 44 episodes. So it's definitely doable. If you're listening to this on August 31st, you have exactly 123 days left in the year. So I would encourage you to think about your goals for the year. I do this every quarter or so. I sit down and plan out what I want for the rest of the year. So you've 123 days and that's 17 weeks and 4 days. So it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a little, but I'd say sit down and think about your goals for the rest of the year. A few people asked me about goal setting and systems goals. So if you're interested in that and the goal setting system that I use, it's based largely on Atomic Habits and the book by James Clear. So if you're interested in a quick ideas lab on that, let me know and I'll do it next week. On to today. Okay, I'm going to set you a challenge. For the rest of September, well, it's not even September yet. So for September, I'm setting a 30-day idea challenge. So what is that? I'm challenging you and myself to come up with a business idea every day for the month of September. 30 ideas, 30 days, very simple. So it can be an idea for a new business or a way to improve your current business. And this is actually how I came up with my current business, Host Butlers. I created an ideas notebook. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But let's put this together for a month and work with each other to do 30 ideas for 30 days. Share your ideas with me because it's kind of boring doing it on your own via LinkedIn, Twitter, or if you're private and you want to be super secret about your idea, email them to me or Instagram, whatever. I don't really care. Don't be precious about your ideas. There's no new ideas. It's just the execution. It will be what will separate you from the rest. We'll do a prize. The winner will receive a one-to-one call with me to help turn their idea into a reality. I'll share you some of the tips and tricks I use to turn my ideas or my idea for Host Butlers into an actual business. And we'll do We'll do a customized Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab notebook. And if you take action and start the business based on your idea, I'll give you free advertising on the podcast as well. So let's just have a bit of fun. There's a lot of time left in the year. So let's use it for something positive. Let's just forget the last 6 months of COVID. Let's use it for something positive. Create a new idea, start your business, or come up with ideas to improve your current business. I'll share with you roughly how I do it now. It's very simple. The biggest thing is let's just create ideas. I just do it in a notebook. You can do it online. I use a great app called Notion. I use that kind of as my second brain. This week, I watched a great YouTube video by Ali Abdaal. I talked about him recently on the pod. He's a doctor in Cambridge in the UK, but his YouTube channel is superb. I'd highly recommend you go and check it out. He talks a lot about ideas and habits and books and things like that. Very nerdy stuff, all the stuff that I'm into. But he shared this idea called the second brain. And the second brain is where, you know, all the podcasts and the books and the blogs and the newspapers, we read so much content. But if you're like me, a lot of that is gone in the next couple of days. A lot of it's just literally straight out of our head. I've got a little bit better, and that's mainly because I've been using Notion as a way of just dumping down everything I see that's interesting. So Notion is, it's a note-taking app you can have on your phone, and it's just simply a way of just jotting down ideas. Or you can just do it in a real simple way. I'm literally picking up my notebook as we chat. Just get your notebook, get a simple Moleskine or Aldi, do them every couple of months. They do like fake Moleskine knockoffs and they're pretty good as well. And just jot down a simple formula. So I'm going to share the formula with you now. Jot down one business idea every day for 30 days. And as I said, this is how I started my current business. So the biggest thing when you're starting a business is you feel kind of overwhelmed, you know, like, oh, you know, I'd love to start my own business, but oh, I don't have an idea. And that kind of perpetrates and keeps going forward and forward and forward and forward. Oh, I'd love to start my own business, but. And the biggest thing is a bias towards action. I had this conversation with someone during the week. I was chatting to Pat Stevenson, the founder of Boys and Girls, and his passion for creativity just sparked that back in me this week. And I was like, yes, this is the topic we're going to talk about on Monday. Creativity. It's such an important thing to cultivate in ourselves. When we're a little bit younger, we're super creative and we've all these crazy ideas because you're not weighed down by by the realities of the real world yet. And you're, you know, anything is possible. So 1st September, let's recreate that feeling of anything being possible. Start with ideas, anything. It can be absolutely anything. It can be a way of creating a new business, a brand new business. Like, this is the perfect time. We've talked about this a lot on the pod. I feel a little bit like a broken record, but now is a perfect time to start your business. Either you've had a rough couple of months, we've all had a rough couple of months, but either you've lost your job or you've lost your business or whatever, or you just feel, you know what, I've kind of had a wake-up call after COVID and I want to start something new. I don't want to be in a desk job anymore. I don't want to be commuting into the city. I want to be doing something new myself, and this is the perfect way to do it. Spend 30 days. Don't do it all in one day. Don't be like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jot down every day I have and I'll be done in one day. That's not the point. The point is just to think creatively for 30 days. To allow yourself, grab a coffee in the morning is the best time. When I do it in the morning when I'm fresh and I haven't become distracted by social media or the pressures of the day or work or calls or the leaking roof, whatever it is. The leaking roof was my own weed leaking roof at home. That's why it's in my head this week. So take 10 minutes, grab a coffee, grab your notebook. Don't have like a load of screens in front of you. Engage your brain. And the easiest way to do that is look at problems around you. Look at problems you're facing. COVID has created nothing but problems. So it's ample time. It's a perfect time to start. I use a blank notebook. You don't need any fancy kind of like templates. Don't go online and be like, oh, ideas, blah, 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 blah. Just get a blank notebook and use this format. At the top of the page, date and location. It's important when you look back in 10 years and you're a billionaire and you're like, oh, that's where I had the idea. It was in wherever it was, Dublin or Wicklow or Wexford, wherever you are. Date and location. Then the idea. The idea has to be only a couple of sentences. One, two, at a push, three sentences. Use bullet points. My idea is blah, blah, blah. And the next sentence has to be, how is it going to make money or make an impact? So it doesn't have to make money. If you're thinking about a social enterprise, that's cool too. I had a person contact me during the week looking for advice on how to start their social enterprise. And the idea I gave them was just have a bias towards action. Just start something. Just start with a very small micro niche. So how will it make money or make an impact? And then, most importantly, I've said bias towards action about 10 times already in the pod. Next steps. How can you test this idea or research it more in the next 30 days? So what are your next steps? Let's just take a really simple example. I want to start a cafe. Okay, what do you want to do? Where is it going to be? The cafe is going to be in Bray. Okay, cool, you want to start a cafe in Bray. What would your next steps be? Probably go to My Home or Daft, look up available retail units in Bray. That's one next step. What would the next step be after that? Planning, find a planner. What would the next step be? Design, okay. And jot down the next steps. What would you do in the next 30 days to make this a reality? I'm going to give you advice that's contrary to everything you've already heard. Think small. Everyone's like, oh, think big, think billionaire, think total addressable market, TAM, think a massive, you know, what's a $1 billion problem? Think tiny, think absolutely tiny. What could sustain you? How much money do you need in a year? What could you do that would create that for yourself and give yourself the freedom of owning your own business? Plan how you can launch it yourself without the need for massive amounts of funding or building a huge team. How can you test this and validate it on your own without a massive amount of money? We've talked about this before in the pod, but there's loads of different ways. So that's it. The ideas challenge for September. 30 ideas, 30 days. We'll touch on this most weeks in the Idea Lab and we can keep in touch. Send in the best ones you have. Send in all of them. I don't mind. And we'll shout this out every week on the pod. There's a lot of time left in the year. Let's make the most of it and have a bias towards action. I will see you on Thursday.